Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for every name of Rasi Shehichu. Linishmas, Maras Hester, Basra Shmuel, the schus refuas for Moshe ben Rezel, Moshe ben Peshadina, the Bracha ben Tzlacha, B'chol Maase Yada. If anyone wants to have a shir dedicated, someone's honor, you may contact me. We're going to be discussing the Mushba Momed Mehar Sinai. It says in numerous places in Shas that we are all sworn from Har Sinai to keep the mitzvah. So we'd like to understand, why was it necessary to take this Shavu? And Tosis and Shavuos, Nafchav Tesam and Aleph, they write that what benefit is there in this Shavu? Just like we'll serve idols, we'll also be over on the Shavu, which implies that the Shavu is to add a Chomer HaIsser. They're saying it's not going to help once you already don't care about it, but it's already going to care about the Shavu for. So the purpose is to add an additional seriousness, to make it a more serious issue. Not only be over on this mitzvah, on this avera, but we're also being over on the shavua. That was the purpose of the shavua. But it's hard to understand, because we say that every time you're mevatel a mitzvah, say you're also over on a lav of shavua, of shavua sheker. The Gemara says in Yuma, not like that. The Gemara says if you're over on an asay, you can get a meat. If you do tshuva, you're forgiven immediately. So if you hold that every asay is also a los asay, there's no such thing as being over just on an asay. So you see clearly from the Gemara that you're not over on a los asay of shuva sheker every time you don't do a mitzvah. And so that being the case, even though it's muchuch that a person bevatel mitzvah is not over in the lab of shua sheker, nevertheless, since in numerous places we find that everybody's mushba vomed mehar Sinai and it's a shua gemura, because it says ain shua chala al shua, so we have to understand what's the reason bemet if someone's over on an aveira and a mitzvah, they're not over on the shua's har Sinai. It should be in addition to the mitzvah and the aveira, there also should be shua's har Sinai. You have to understand that. In the Chidushei Maharsha, he writes to answer the Kash of Tosis, "Nira the Lokash in Midi, Shashvuya Kabbalas HaTorah, that the Shavuah is Kabbalas HaTorah. Vilava Shavuah B'dibur Ba'amalek HaKibbal. Without the Shavuah, there's no accepting of the Torah. V'loyin en Noshim Yavrula. They're not going to be punished if they're over on it. V'chein Mochiach HaMikra. And so the pasuk proves, Lava Chavritz Hashem Elokecha V'alaso. V'harbe Kamohu." So you see from the Maharsha that Shavua Sinai was required for Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. That without this Shavua, it's not considered a Kabbalah. We have to understand the Maharsha. What does the Shavua have to do with a Kabbalah? Why can't you have a Kabbalah without a Shavua? And in Pashas, we also have to understand if the Maharsha is really true. Is it true that without a Shavua there's no Kabbalah? What about Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach? They didn't take a Shavua on that. And also we have Chatzi Shir Asur Men HaTorah. There's no Shavua on Chatzi Shir, like Tosis writes. And Shavua is Dafchav Beis Amid Beis. And Yud Gimel Midos and Drashas aren't part of the Shavuos Har Sinai like the Rantzes and Davches. So that's the case. So then what obligates us to keep the Drashas, the Yud Gimel Midos, the Shev Mitzvah Noach for the Goyim? What obligates them if you need a Shavuah in order to have a proper Kabbalah? So it would appear, says Hagon Rabbi Yosef Feierstein Tzatzal, Ram and Yeshiva Sar Ochanan from the very famous rabbinic family, the Feierstein, the family of geniuses, Tamidei Chachamim. So it would appear that it says Reb Feierstein that the Maharsha is b'chlal not talking about the chiyuv to be mekayim mitzvahs. There the Maharsha is moda that even without a Kabbalah, without Shavuah Sinai, we're mechuyiv lekayim mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach. Raklinyan own shim, the Maharsha says that without Kabbalah and Shavuah, we wouldn't be punished if we're over on the mitzvahs. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Lavrucha b'ris Hashem elokecha uva'allah, so that we're being passing through the bris of Hashem. Ube alasel. So alasel could be a shua, but it could also be a curse. And that's what the shua is, that we take the oath, and with the oath, we get a curse if we don't keep this oath. So that's what the Maharsha is telling us. The Maharsha is telling us that the onshin of the Allah are talui in the Allah the Shavuah. Right? Like in the Das Mikra, he translates Allah so. Allah Lashon Shavuah. כמו שתרגם אונקלוס כאן ובמומסה, ולא שם כלל, כמו לאללה, שתרגם אונקלוס ללוות. So the Allah is both a shavua and a klala. So that's when do you get this curse? When do you get the punishment? When you take a shavua. We're going to arrive from this in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos Peches. There it says, "Malamit Shekaf Aleim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Harkedidis." Amar Malhem Yotem Akamus Atar Muta Avim Lav Sham Take Furaschem Amar Ravach Bar Yankif Mikan Modar Rabbeloi Raisat Kan Loshen Hagemara Rashi explains Modar Rabbeloi Raisim is Minun Ledin Lama Lo Kiyamte Mashi Kipaltem Aleichem Yishlam Tshuva Shekablu Abonis. So God put the mountain over our heads. And he threatened us. He said, "Listen, if you're mekabel the Torah, great. And if not, sham tekvu raschem." Rachav Yankov says, "Here's a modar rabba lo raisa." Rashi says, "The modar rabba that if we're invited ladin, why weren't you mekayim? Why you were mekabel? You have a tshuva. You have an answer that you were mekabel ba'ones." So from the fact that Rashi didn't explain modar rabba the inyan ikar chiyuv chovas kiyom hamitzus, says mavur lahedya that even without kabbalah. We have to be mekayim mitzvah hamelech. What does Rashi say? Lama lo kiyamtem ma shekibaltem aleichem. If we're muzman ledin, if we're invited ledin, why weren't you mekayim? So in other words, we have to keep the mitzvahs. Barak min ogeh la'azman ledin. What's the azman ledin? That's the onesh. So there we can say we are only mekabel me ones, and it's not a kabbalah. So when it comes time to being makabel, a kabbalah is enough. You don't have to. There are no excuses. Even without a kabbalah, in other words, we're saying here it wasn't a proper kabbalah. So even without a proper kabbalah, we still have to be makayim mitzvahs. We're just going to be patur from onesh. So therefore, we have a modar rabba that it wasn't a proper kabbalah to part ourselves from the onesh. But no gel, ikar kiyam mitzvahs, we have to keep the mitzvahs. V'zeh bar. And it would seem that even min ogel l'ptur me onshim, that's only onshim that are coming derech klala, in other words, the onshim that were included in the klalos that are said in the Torah, roba klalos, are written by the bris, l'avrucha b'ris Hashem elokecho v'alasa. And in these onshin, the Marsha said, those are Talui in Kabbalah and Shavuah. And that's what it says, B'vris Hashem l'kecho v'alasa. But the onshin that are mentioned in the Torah, derech mishpat shamayim, or derech klala, not al derech klala, just derech mishpat shamayim, those aren't included in the Kabbalah and the Shavuah, as hopefully we will see. And this is Muchach mi B'nei Noach, right? B'nei Noach didn't take a shavua, and yet they're still punished because that's derech mishpat shemayim. But the Marasha is talking about is the onshim that come b'derech klala. Those only those need a shavua. But generally, just the fact that we accepted, just the fact that it was given to us, even without a proper kabbalah, so there we have no excuse. Now we have to keep it, whether we like it or not. And it's only when it comes to the klalas, then we can say, no, we didn't have a proper kabbalah. And for that, we need a shavua. That's what the Marasha says. Shavua atzmihi kabbalah satar. If not for the shavua, then there'd be no onesh. L'avrucha b'ris Hashem elokecho v'alasa. So for this bris comes along with a shavua and a klala. So for that, you need a shavua. But generally, you're chayiv even without the shavua. So it would appear that even though it's pashut, Shagam below Kabbalah Atzim Tzrichim and Lekayim is a mitzvah. Nevertheless, there's a nafgamina ledina that we are makabel upon ourselves the mitzvah. The Rishonim explained that a neder is chal of atalas hamitzvah because he asers the sukkah on him. The sukkah is not mechuyeves sheyaseh ba'ish mitzvah. A person asers a certain sukkah on himself, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah with his sukkah. So therefore, so that's when it's an Isser Neder, when he makes a Shavua on the Chevtza. But a Shavua is not Chal Avatel as a Mitzvah. A Neder, yes, but a Shavua not. Because by a Shavua, he's assering himself on the Sukkah, And a shvua can't be chal al gufo. Why? Because gufo is mechuyev lasus is hamitzvah. His guf is chayev that he do a mitzvah. So when it comes to a neder, so he makes a neder, he says that he's not gonna be nana from this sukkah. So there it's chal, because the sukkah is not machayev that he should do the mitzvah in the sukkah. But the shvua is not chal, because the shvua is on himself. He asks himself on the sukkah. And a shvua can't be chal al gufa, because his guf is mechuyev lasis as a mitzvah. Ayin betel sarash b'shvua staf chafei amir aleph. Mavur lahed yeshegeder chiyev ha-mitzvahs. So it would appear that this chiyuv is only the kabbalah that they were makabal on themselves. And that this kabbalah was effective through this, they were meshubah to be makayim the mitzvahs. In other words, a Jewish person becomes meshubah to sit in the sukkah, and he's also meshubah not to eat nevelis. And it's like a person who is mischayv to his friend $100 with a kinyan, that now his guf is meshubah $100. Masha'en Kain, if they weren't Makabel and Meshabed themselves for Kiyama Mitzvahs, they wouldn't have to be Makayim them, only because the only reason they would have to Makayim them is because they have to listen to Xeris HaMelech, Malach Machayim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Mitzad Atzmam, they wouldn't be Meshubed to be Makayim the Mitzvahs, because they were never Meshabed themselves. Bareza Doma Lemisha Tzivo HaMelech Lita Lassis Leploni Mea Mone Shafel Pisha Alab Letzayis Velitnan. Right, so it's similar to somebody, the king says, give Plony $100. He has to listen to the king, but you can't say his guf is meshubit. He was never meshabit himself. So this shavua is effective to be meshabit themselves. The Marasha is mochiach that the union of Kabbalah is his chayvus and his shtabdus, because the Marasha writes, ila b'shavua b'dibur ba'alma leka kibbul. So it's muchruchim kain shalom dubar mi kabbalah shal haskam of isratzus lekaimus and mitzvahs. That doesn't require a shavua, and that's enough to have dibur. El vaday, the Marasha is talking about a kabbalah of ischaivus v'shibud, and that's what he says. But dibur ba'alma, it's not considered kabbalah. The only way there's going to be a kabbalah ischaivus v'shibud is through a shavua. So in Pashtus it would appear that if one is mekabel al atzmo, v'gam nishba al kabbalaso, she'ein ha-shvua mechazekes u'malimos etzem ha-kabbalah. Sh'arei ha-shvua milsach risi, v'ein en ogas el etzem ha-kabbalah. So if a person is makabal on himself and he's also nishba on his kabbalah, it would appear that the shvua doesn't strengthen the etzem ha-kabbalah, because shvua is something else. It's not okay to be etzem kabbalah, because first of all, the kabbalah and the shvua are two separate ma'isim. This is a kabbalah and this is shvua, and moreover, it's a different chiyuv. Mitzad ha-kabbalah, his chiyuv is to do what he was mishabed himself to do. Ma'ashenkei mitzad ha-shvua, his chiyuv is not to be mishakeh b'motza piv, and therefore the shvua is not chayv to the etzem ha-kabbalah, and it can't strengthen the Kabbalah. However, from what the Marasha says, that the Shvua Atzmahi Kabbalah Satora V'ilah B'Shvua B'dibur Ba'alma Leka Kibbol, we see that it's not true. The Shvua is Mishabe the Nishba to the Etzman V'ilah B'Shvua B'dibur Ba'alma Leka Kibbol. V'ilah B'Shvua B'dibur Ba'alma Leka Kibbol. If not for the Shvua, without a Dibur, there's no Kabbalah. So the Shvua is Mitzurefes to the Kabbalah. Shvua Sinai is Meshabe not only to be Mekayim the Shvua, but it's Meshabe to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, that it's part and parcel of the Kabbalah. Val Yidea Shvua Gufon Chayav Leishev B'Sukkah. Through the Shvua, their body has to sit in the Sukkah. And in the Surim, their Guf is Aser B'Nevela. And that's what the Marasha says, that the Shvua itself is the Kabbalah. So it's part and parcel of the Kabbalah. It's not just a Shibut to be Mekayim the Shvua, but it's Meshabed to be Mekayim the Etzem HaMitzvah. It's Mitzurif to the Kabbalah. Ashenken, if we say the Shavuah is only mechayivim not to be meshaker in a Shavuah, and it's a milsa achrisi, so then we would ask, what is the Shavuah effective to create a Kabbalah Satorah? The Nishpah is only mechayiv to be mechayim a Shavuah. And we want us to be meshubah to be meshubah to the mitzvahs. So this Shavuah is not a Shavuah just not to be mekayim a Shavuah, right? When you make a Shavuah, the word is that you have to fulfill your Shavuah. That's what the focus is on, your Shavuah. But here it's not. Here the idea is that we took the Shavuah in order to strengthen our Kabbalah. We should be mekayim the mitzvah, we should be meshubah to the mitzvahs, not meshubah to the Shavuah. Meshubah to the mitzvahs. So Akopanim, according to what we've learned from the Maharsha, the Shavuah is the Kabbalah. So when it says in the Gemara, Mushpa v'omed mehar Sinai, this includes that your guf is mechuya v'omed l'kayim mitzvah zu, or your guf is m'asir v'omed b'isir zeh. It's a shibud on the person's goof. So that is the first leg in our journey. And please God, we will see further a raya that the inyan of Shua is that your goof is mechuyev, to be mekayim the inyan that you are nishba alav, and it's not something different. Not like we said a milsa achrisi, it's just a not just a shiva to keep your shavua, but it's part of the Kabbalah that your guf is now mechuyev to be mekayim what you promised, or the guf is aser v'omed, and therefore when it comes to Har Sinai, or mushba v'omed mehar Sinai, it means that our bodies are now meshubit to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So when we made Shavuah Sinai, it's not just about being mekayim the Shavuah. It's meshabit to be mekayim mitzvahs, and our guf is meshubah to the mitzvahs through this Shavuah. So we're going to see more about that, and that the Shavuah is hatzibur v'kabalasam chol al zaram, how that works, and we will, please God, see more niflos mitaras Hashem, please God. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.